Tezdaf Masechet Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Gimel, the new mission near the end of Amud Beis, teaches a halacha about Hatzah regarding carrying a person from domain to domain on Shabbos. So the rule is that carrying a person who's sitting on a bed, that's Pater. Pater, as the Poskim explained, Pater Aval Asur. It's permitted on a Torah level, but prohibited on a rabbinic level. The bed is considered secondary. So why should carrying a person be any different than carrying a dead weight? So the Gemara in tomorrow's daf spells out the reason being chai noses atzmo, which means a living being carries itself, which Rashi, to our Mishnah, uses the phrase mekel atzmo venose atzmo. The weight of a person is not felt as much by the person who's carrying them compared to a dead weight, because the person is really carrying themselves somewhat. Another way of explaining it, I saw Rabbi Felder Sefer Yesod Yeshurun in Chela K, page 225, he quotes in the name of a Gadol Echa that carrying a live being is not considered carrying an item at all. The language of the Rambam is this way as well. It's a Hilchos Shabbos Perikir Ches Halacha Tesvav. The Rambam uses the language of Adam Chai Eino Masui. A live person is not a weight. So therefore, he explains this idea that a person carries, and the proof that he brings is that a person carries him or herself while walking. We don't have a halacha prescribing a person from walking 4 amot in Rishus HaRabim. So now, but now, when it comes to carrying an animal, on the other hand, the Gemara, a few lines later. So the Gemara at the top of tomorrow's daf says one would be chai for transferring of an animal from domain to domain, whether the animal is alive or not. Why the difference? So the Gemara, a few lines later on Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, tomorrow's daf, explains that since an animal basically resists being held, so it's really pushing down, wants to jump off. So it's treated like a weight. So Hatzah, as we know, is defined as transferring an item from one domain to another. But an animal is not really agreeable to be in your possessions, go from location to location, so it's not considered to be noses atzmo. The halacha, therefore, is different. Rav Kook, in his Einaya, sometimes comments on the spiritual idea behind different halachos. He writes on this Mishnah, on this Gemara, it says the difference between animals and humans, we share the characteristic of the physical animalistic nature, eating and so on, but this, spiritually speaking, makes us more earthly, pulling us down to the earth. On the other hand, by a human, we see the koach haruchani, the spiritual power, which is the power that lifts up the person's physical body and renders everything else serving the body as secondary, as we saw with the bed in the Mishnah. So we see superiority of the koach haruchani over any koach hagashmi, or any physical power. Now, we should mention the Tosos on our Tosos and tomorrow, the top of Amud Aleph, Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, disagrees with this whole calculation of the reason why it's not prohibited to carry a person. An item's weight is irrelevant to the whole formulation of the halacha. One would be chayav, for example, on carrying a needle, something very light, something very small. So what's the pshat? So pshat is, explains Tosos, he quotes the Ri, that based on the fact that in the Mishkan there was no service that included carrying a live person, and any animals or creatures, they traveled on their own feet. Therefore, halacha lamasa, someone who, so that's the reason according to Tosafot. So therefore, halacha lamasa, someone who cannot walk on their own, such as a baby, would be considered problematic to carry them. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe Chelek Dal Tzadik Aleph, where he permits a person to carry home their child who's crying and too tired to walk home if that area is a karmelis. It's a shvus to shvus. It's a rabbinic domain, and it's a rabbinic prohibition to carry the child because of the domain. The carrying is prohibited midrabbanim, as we said. But one shouldn't do this without an eruv just to give the child a ride.